This is New England Public Radio. I'm Carrie Healy. A bill on Beacon Hill that would create a commission to look at declines in local journalism gets another hearing today. I spoke with the bill's author, State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead, and asked why she introduced the proposal.
Earlier this year, you might recall, the media industry lost about 1,000 people to layoffs in 1 week, and that has continued, you know, into the year. We're seeing quite a few hedge fund-owned outlets now. Hedge funds are gobbling up a lot of these local news outlets, and their reason for ownership is not always about providing local news. Hedge funds exist to make money for their shareholders. So, you know, the concern about their ownership is that really local news might be lost. And we've seen actual instances where local newspapers are bought up and then effectively sold for parts.
Now, when the text of the bill says an act establishing a commission to study journalism in underserved communities, what are you defining as an underserved community? Have you identified some in Massachusetts already?
So there are certainly communities that are underserved in Massachusetts. Many local outlets have just disappeared. One hedge fund company that owns all of the Wicked Locals and some other papers has just consolidated many local newspapers down, you know, into many fewer. It doesn't mean that they're news deserts. It just means that there might be fewer journalists covering more and more territory. So what we're seeing in newsrooms is oftentimes, you know, photographers are laid off or editors are laid off. You know, journalists, instead of covering one town, they're covering, you know, several towns in the city. These newspapers serve as credible sources of fact and also define the character of the community. So really it's, you know, what's lost is more than just the coverage of what's going on. It's the character of the community.
Have you heard from the western part of the state? It seems like a number of the proposed members of this commission were from the eastern part of the state and fairly removed from day-to-day journalism. Have you heard from that side as well?
Yes. Yes, I have. I've heard from several outlets out in Western Mass. You know, one in particular that I think is a fascinating model for a possible direction to save a local paper, the Berkshire Eagle. The owner of the paper, it's owned by an investor group that actually bought back the paper from the hedge fund company that had purchased it. And they were unhappy with the way the community was being covered. So they bought it back and seemed to be making a success of the paper. It's growing digitally, and you know, their subscriptions have, from what I've seen, have remained constant. So yes, I have heard from Western Mass, and the criticism is valid and will be something that I can assure you will be taken into account as the makeup of the committee is expanded.
Can you imagine in the future, for a moment, pick up your magic wand and your fortune-telling ball, what if there was a more robust journalistic presence? Would that make lawmakers squirm?
I think it may. And, you know, certainly the role of journalists in holding, you know, power accountable includes elected officials, but it's really everybody. You know, that is their role as a watchdog, as a way to hold people accountable. So that function may make some lawmakers squirm, but I think the lawmakers that have come forward to support the bill and testify in favor of it have really shown a very mature understanding of the important role of journalism, you know, in the functioning of our democracy.
That was Massachusetts State Representative Lori Ehrlich, whose bill to form a commission to study local journalism has a hearing this afternoon on Beacon Hill. This is New England Public Radio.